This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 10 Pentecost Thursday. First posted July 24, 2008. Matthew 14:13-21. Feeding the 5,000. Paraphrase. After Jesus heard that John the Baptizer had been executed, Jesus took his disciples to a secluded place by boat. The crowds following Jesus anticipated where he was going and went by foot and met him as the boat landed. Jesus had compassion on them and healed the sick. At the end of the day, his disciples told Jesus to send the crowd away to buy food in the towns nearby. But Jesus told his disciples to feed the crowd. They only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. But Jesus told them to bring them to him. Jesus told the crowd to sit down on the grass, and he took the bread and fish and blessed and broke them into pieces. Then he had his disciples distribute them, and the crowd ate and were satisfied. The disciples collected 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 people had been fed. Jesus' mission was to offer spiritual healing and feeding to a spiritually sick and hungry world. His miracles of physical healing and feeding were intended to reveal who Jesus is, and that he can heal and feed spiritually. Many of the people who came to Jesus were interested only in what Jesus could do for them physically. They received physical healing, but unless they accepted Jesus as the Messiah and became his disciples, they missed the spiritual healing and feeding only Jesus can provide. See John 6:25-35. Jesus is the source of the spiritual bread of eternal life, John 6:35-48-51. On the night Jesus was arrested, he celebrated the Passover feast with his disciples, and Jesus instituted the feast of the New Covenant, the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, Holy Communion, see Matthew 26:26-29. Jesus offered his body on the cross as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins, disobedience of God's word. Communion is the spiritual new Passover feast. Believers participate in the body and blood of Jesus' sacrifice through the elements of bread and wine, through which we are nurtured and sustained unto eternal life. Jesus' salvation is for all who are willing to receive it in obedient trust. Jesus is able to take a small amount of physical resources and extend them to provide nurture and sustenance for all to be filled and satisfied. It doesn't require great resources from us, just the simple, yes, of faith, obedient trust. As we bring our, yes, to Jesus, he will cause our faith to grow abundantly to meet our needs so that we are filled and satisfied. The image of Jesus sharing a simple meal with his followers is an illustration of the spiritual fellowship we can have with Jesus, now, by the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit, John 14:15-17, 21, 23, Revelation 3:20, and a foretaste of the fellowship we will have with him in his eternal kingdom. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?